There's an adventure in every cup waiting for you at Expedition Roasters. Expedition Roasters is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney and pop culture themed coffees. So why not brew some magic at your home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen-free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at expeditionroasters.com. And Disney Nerds podcast listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code DISNERD20. Brew your happy place. That's expeditionroasters.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 234 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed and welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to bring you a Sounds from the Park show, Disneyland Paris version. I was able to go through a lot of my audio recordings from the trip and pulled out some of the better clips and threw them together into a show format to kind of let you hear what it's like to be at Disneyland Paris. You might notice it sounds almost just like being at Walt Disney World, just a little bit extra French in the background. But it was such a fun trip, and after listening to all this audio again, I think you're going to like it. Headphones is preferable. However, if you're in your car, that's going to be a little difficult. And something else I want to mention, I do have the audio from the fireworks show at the Disneyland Paris Park. You might, in some of the lulls, hear a little bit of the rain hitting the umbrella above me. So think of it as a more immersive experience, and that you are there with me in the rain watching this great fireworks show. So without further ado, I bring you the sounds of the parks from Disneyland Paris. Hey guys, this is Ed, and it is day one of Disneyland Paris. I'm standing in line right now with Quinn on Star Tours. We just got a fast pass for it. Just got to the park about a half hour ago, and it is raining. So we're doing a little exploring in Discoveryland, otherwise known as Tomorrowland. And we did the Space Mountain, which is the Hyperspace Mountain, which is pretty cool. It was just like Rocket Roller Coaster in that it shot you out into the mountain. The odd thing about it was that as you're going up the hill, you're going right through rain because the hill is open. So even though you're inside Space Mountain, it does shoot you outside, then back inside. And it was pretty cool. We got a loop and a roll, I think.
Yeah,
we got fast passes. We're going to do that again. So we're on the fast pass for Star Tours, and the line's pretty huge, so I figured I'd check in. We got to the park, like I said, about a half hour ago, and then we're going to hang till we get our keys to the hotel room around 3, head back there, hang out for a couple hours, and then come back for some nighttime activities.
Hopefully it's not raining then.
Yeah, the rain definitely put a little hamper on everything. But, you know, it's what it is. Talk to you guys in a little bit. Discoveryland music.
Possible that the beginning emerged from Fantasyland. Yeah, I was like, why are there so many people leaving?
Hey guys, it's Ed and Quinn again. We had left Disneyland Park. We basically did Discoveryland. We did
Hyperspace, Space Mountain.
Another time, we did Star Tours.
And Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear, that was a heck of a line. It wasn't like a long line, but just walking inside was like a long time to get to where the ride was. And that was pretty cool. I scored better than Quinn. Even though if he did better, I would have told you too. We went to the hotel at about 2:30 to get our keys and check in. It was great. We're staying at the Sequoia Lodge. We're in one of the wings of the main building, so it's kind of cool. We are on our way back now to Disneyland, and we're going to hang out in there for a couple more hours tonight, and then we're going to head back. I don't know. We'll have to see what it looks like once we get inside the park, but I'm thinking maybe go to Frontierland.
There's a lot of people leaving.
Which is great.
I know, but like, is that foreboding?
No. I think it's awesome. Whenever a lot more people are leaving than coming in is always a good thing at a Disney park. So, we're walking over to Disneyland Hotel, which is pretty cool, the Disneyland Park Hotel. I guess there's a better name for that. But it's a cool thing in that you walk through it to get to the main turnstiles. The main courtyard here compared to California is huge. The size of California's courtyard is actually right in front of the Disneyland Park itself. To get over to Hollywood Studios or to the Walt Disney Studios, it's a little bit more of a hike. A couple hundred yards over to the right as you're coming out of the park. But very cool.
The Disney Village, district, I don't know, the shopping district.
Disney Village,
about the same size.
Yeah, the Disney Village is kind of like what old downtown Disney used to be a long time ago, the first part of it. But it has a couple of the stores that we all love, right?
World Sandwich.
Right, yeah. World of Disney. It had
Planet Hollywood,
Starbucks. The standards for like Disney Village.
Gotta get those unique mugs.
So we're going to head into the park. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Welcome to the Nightly Team Pirates!
shot glass. Going to any of these stores?
Yes. More or less Kids Corner. It's really across the street, so there's no starting here. Very short parade.
Okay guys, so we're back at Disneyland Paris tonight. We came back for the fireworks and we're jumping on Hyperspace Mountain for a quick ride. You could probably hear it in the background, right? Yeah, it's pretty loud through the wall right here. It was supposed to be a 20 minute wait, so we're gonna see what happens. Totally decked out for Star Wars. Does not have any of the cool line stuff that Florida does, like the games and such like that. But you know, still a pretty good ride.
Within each of us is a dreamer just waiting to be awakened. We all have the magic to unlock this inner child. But sometimes that inner child needs an invitation to come out and play. This is your invitation to dream.
Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes our happiness is scattered. Somehow a time and place then stay. Love lives on inside our hearts and always will. Minutes turn to hours, days to years that go. But when all else has been forgotten, still our soul lives on.
Thank you. Hey guys, it's Ed, and it's day two of Disneyland Paris. We're over in the Walt Disney Studios today. Had a little bit of a late start today just because we had to catch up on all the traveling we had. But now that we're here, we're on the line for Tower of Terror. On the way in the park, we stopped over at the Remy ride just to get some fast passes, and single rider was 5 minutes, so we decided to give it a shot. It is really cool. We got fast passes for later on that. Wow. Beautiful day today. A lot of sun. It's pretty nice. It's still kind of chilly, though. The park's kind of crowded. Hopefully, it's going to kind of go back and forth as the day goes on, and we're going to try to poach some of the good rides, line-wise. Hotel was pretty cool last night. We got back there like around 10:30. We had dinner at Annette's over at Disney Village. That was pretty cool. Kind of like a diner, I guess. You know, shakes and things like that. Hotel is pretty cool. Again, like I said, I'm trying to think of some of the other things we found out. We got a card that, along with our room cards, that lets us go to this little room that has a coffee machine in it. And each day we get to get four coffees, one per person per room. That was kind of different. So we're going to wait for Tower of Terror, and we'll talk to you later.
He was smiling, that's wrong.
What if the ground shakes? He made it all in the closet.
What?
Then he put us all on the carpet. I think it shakes.
Vous ouvrez cette porte avec la clé de l'imagination. Au-delà, c'est une autre dimension. Une dimension sonore. Une dimension visuelle. Une dimension de l'esprit. Vous pénétrez dans le domaine de l'ombre et de la matière, des objets et des idées. Vous venez d'entrer dans la quatrième dimension. Hollywood, 1939. Dans le strass et les paillettes d'un Hollywood à l'apogée de son âge d'or, le Hollywood Tower Hotel était une star à part entière. Le lieu de rencontre de l'élite du show business. Mais quelque chose allait se produire qui allait changer tout ça. Une soirée en tout point semblable à celle dont nous venons d'être témoins. L'histoire de ce soir dans la quatrième dimension est quelque peu unique et réclame une introduction d'un autre ordre. Vous aurez sûrement reconnu ce qu'on appelle un ascenseur de service. Il est toujours en état de marche et il vous attend. Nous vous invitons, si vous l'osez, à l'emprunter, car dans l'épisode de ce soir, vous êtes la vedette. Et cet ascenseur conduit directement dans la quatrième dimension.
I'm sending that to Alex.
Okay, so we all just got off the Tower of Terror, and there are some differences. Let's go over this way, see how the line is for the backlot tour.
Okay.
So we all just got off the Tower of Terror, and there's definitely some differences. It's like California in that when you get to the basement, you can be going upstairs again. That was kind of different. There wasn't as many stops. When you are in the elevator, you go up and you stop and you see everybody in the hallway looking at you. But you don't go up to the part where you actually roll out in the elevator to where you go up and down. You stay in the same exact elevator shaft. What else?
There's a scene where it mirrors... mirrors everybody in the elevator car, and it turns them all into the electronic ghosts.
All right, yep, that was pretty cool.
Electrified, I guess, better word.
So, you know, it was pretty cool. It was just like it was in California, I think, except it was in Guardians of the Galaxy, of course. Catch up with you later.
Yeah.
So we just saw the Armageddon special effects set. Best way I could say that was probably like a little bit like the Pirates, like remember Jack over it and the Narnia ride over at Hollywood Studios by One Man's Dream, the beginning part. And then once you got inside of it, what was that like?
I don't know. I kind of want to say Stitch, the alien experience.
I don't know. Well, what happened was we ended up on the space station in the movie Armageddon, where the Russian was. And we watched as meteor after meteor hit the station. So it was a little out of story in that Armageddon has the spaceships visiting it, fueling up and then leaving, and then something in the fueling process causes it to blow up. But for this show, they did that. It was kind of cool. I mean, I saw an asteroid come through one panel, and as you heard it, you basically were seeing it happen at the same time. Fire, things falling apart. As you can hear, we're on the line for Rock and Roller Coaster right now. It said 15-minute wait, which is pretty phenomenal, so we're going to hang out and try it out.
I just got word that the ride test demo zone is now ready for our VIP guests.
Yes!
On dirait que le groupe va se balader. Pour ceux qui veulent les suivre en vibrant au son du rock'n'roll, c'est par ici.
Hey guys, we just got off a rock and roller coaster, and once you got on the roller coaster, everything seemed pretty cool.
You didn't like the first part?
No. In the studio this time around, Aerosmith was designing the roller coaster, so we got to ride the roller coaster they were designing. Once we got on the ride, there wasn't any signs actually, it was just all lights. Same thing though track-wise. Other than the loops, this one almost reminded me more of Space Mountain than Space Mountain did. But, good roller coaster. And it was only a 15-minute wait in the middle of the day. Go figure. Good morning, everybody. We are over at the Walt Disney Studios for Extra Magic Hour morning time, which is the only ones they have at Disneyland Paris. And we just got off Crush's coaster. Any things to say about that?
I enjoyed it.
It made me think of Space Mountain.
It was an interesting thing. The beginning of it seemed almost like it was the Epcot Nemo ride. It was kind of slow, and you went through where the fish were, that big ugly-looking fish and the submarine and Bruce. And just so you know, we're actually in a car that looked like Crush. So two of us faced back, two of us faced forward. Once we got past the submarine, we went back up a hill, and then we opened up into this big Space Mountain-like room. Hope was right about that. And then we started moving. It was really, really fun. It was very smooth, too. That was kind of the thing that really struck me. Over at Adventureland? No, I'm sorry. Over at Animal Kingdom, they have the... Right. They have that one ride that's like...
Primeval back in time.
Which is very rough. And it kind of did the same thing where you're spinning around. Overall, really, really fun ride. Worth the 65-minute wait? No. 40-minute wait? Maybe.
I'm going to go ask when they're going to open the single rider line.
Go.
Hey, it's me, Emil. You know, Remy's brother. For your safety, please remain seated throughout your adventure with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle at all times.
Do you agree?
Oh, and keep an eye on your children.
Pour votre sécurité pendant votre aventure, restez assis en gardant en permanence vos mains, bras, pieds et jambes à l'intérieur de votre véhicule. Et surveillez les enfants!
Thank you.
chef Remy is waiting for you this way. Qu'attendez-vous? Des invités pour le dîner.
Yes, but what about here? Huh? On aurait pas idée à coco vin? Non. A simple omelet? Too simple.
Voilà.
Mais oui, that's it.
everybody.